Well, Hayden, that's on a historic day for Merstham.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And I think that's a credit to everybody at Merstham. Because when I come, I said it would take 3 years to create what I wanted. You know, I was obviously used to working higher in Carshalton and Bromley. So I needed to get my head around what it required in this level. But, you know, you've got to give credit to the people behind the scenes because they gave me an amazing platform to work. They've let us build not only a team, but a club that's now ready for the Ryman Premier Division. And the guys behind the scenes really deserve this. As much as the players deserve it, so do the fellas behind the scenes. Definitely.
Looks like you came with a plan today.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, that's just my experience of high-profile games. We've done it all season. We took Whitehawk to the absolute wire in the FA Cup. We beat Sutton United in the Surrey Senior Cup. We've done it away from home all season. You know, we've played some great football this season, and in my career everybody speaks about how you pass the ball and entertaining and they're great to watch. But these games are not about entertaining. These games are about winning. And sometimes you have to give away a little bit of the entertainment to play more strategically. And we've done that in both the games. Because look at the amount of goals that both teams have scored all season. And they haven't scored against us. And that's because we had a strategy, we had an idea. And, you know, it's all very well me working on that idea in training and trying to execute that idea. But the way the players did it, particularly second half today, was unbelievable.
You got off to a great start.
Yeah, we did, but we rode our luck, I thought. You know, we can't move away from the fact that they had a couple off the line. I think they hit the upright. We did ride our luck, but we scored goals at really key times in the game. And even though I don't think the first half was a great performance, the second half was a great performance. It wasn't great to watch, but, you know, I don't need to play an open attacking game in this sort of situation. We'll wait, we'll be patient. We'll suck them onto us to try and get that third goal. And, you know, what was good is that even at 3-0, they stuck to the strategy of how we wanted to play. They didn't try and get the fourth and the fifth. It was about them not scoring. And that's a big discipline that the team have had all season.
How are you set up for Ryman Premier?
Well, I think that's the key. You know, when I come, you know, Merstham were a little club. I'd managed Carshalton, who, when I was there, was certainly a big club. Managed Bromley, who are a very, very big club. And I decided to take a different challenge, an entirely different challenge in my career. I had offers to go and work a lot higher, but I wanted to take a different challenge on of building a small club and creating a football club. And that's what we've done. And the beauty here is that the development of the team and the growth of the team is matched by what's going on off the field. So there's a marriage between the two. So they're ready now. The club's ready, the team is ready, and, you know, trust me, with one or two additions, this side will do very well next year.
How much are you looking forward to Ryman Premier football?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't really thought about it too much because, you know, you can't think too far ahead because we could have lost today. My thoughts now go to the Surrey Senior Cup final against Met Police on Wednesday. But after Wednesday, I'll give myself a couple of days off and then we'll start planning towards next season. But it won't take a lot. It won't take... You know, some clubs, when they get promoted, I think you need to rip it up and start again. But, you know, as I say, this is 3 years of my work and 3 years of building and 3 years of organisation and the evolution of the team. And I think with one or two clever additions, like we did this season with Peter Denny, and I think that they will do very well.
There's a lot of experience in the club. I mean, you talk about Peter Denny. Tutu Enriquez, Taurine Roberts, always a nightmare on the wing.
Massive, massive. Tutu and Peter are the biggest people in the football club. I think they are as important as me and the staff in the football club. The experience and the know-how, in addition to that still they have that burning desire to win, is immense. I don't think that we would be in this position as good as the Torrens and the Fabios and the Tommies and the Brannans and the Calvins, as good as they are, and they're really good footballers. Without Peter and Tutu, I don't think that we would be here.
Well, many congratulations, Hayden. Ryman Premier next season.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Had a great time in Carshalton in the Ryman Premier. See, last time I worked in the Ryman Premier, we got to the playoff final. And obviously went on to manage Bromley. And it's somewhere where I've always wanted to get back to. So, new challenges, new grounds for the club, new experiences, and we'll be ready and we'll be looking forward to it.